When we look at our humanity, it's not yours, it's not mine, it's ours. We're part of a collective consciousness called humanity, and we all have similar patterns and different designs, and it's unique to each one of us. And we can't hide it anymore, we can't pretend it doesn't exist, but as we're open and vulnerable with it, then our whole reality begins to change. And it becomes our humanity that we're discharging so that we can really know, live, and own fully our divinity. And the beauty within our heart is such a place of sweetness. It's the divine consciousness, whether they call it the divine consciousness, the I Am presence, the Christ consciousness, whatever term we put on it, that spark of God within each one of us that holds the purity of love in every situation. And it starts first with self-love because it's not a concept. It's an actual experience of owning our own heart and the fullness of our own heart. It will be our barometer and it will be our guide as to where to go, where to not go, what to do, what to not do, who to allow in, who to not allow in. And it completely takes it out of the realm of our personality, our likes, our dislikes, our wounds, belief systems. It begins to bring us into a new arena of existence. And it's pure, and it knows what's right in every given moment for the very essential self. And the more that each one of us begin to, through vulnerability, through acceptance of our humanity, vulnerability around our humanity, begin to enter this secret cave, this sweet spot within our hearts, we begin to change the way that we operate. We begin to function from a place of love. Even when we're around people we don't particularly resonate with or have anything in common with or perhaps have had issues with, love becomes the predominant frequency and it just cuts through everything else. And, you know, sometimes you'll meet people that want to grab onto you through that love and you begin to see that love is like a frequency that is a protection. It's a self-sufficient energy that connects with all things, but not necessarily in a personal way. A personal way ignites our ego or our mind or our personality. And when we can just hold love, we begin to override that aspect of ourselves and it begins to dissolve its hold in our very existence. And our psychology begins to be built around love instead of around our issues or what happened when we were a child or what we didn't do. It begins to operate around love and then we begin to ascend into a new frequency of being. And this state is such a place of purity. And that's what happens through the mastery process. We begin to really hold our consciousness in a brand new state of being. And it takes a while to be able to anchor our consciousness there because we've been so anchored in the external world and in our mind for eons of time. And now as we begin to really explore the vastness and the depth of our heart and use the sacred flames of existence, you know, these new rays and these new frequencies to just simply dissolve that old patterning, we begin to experience our freedom from deep within. And that's what true mastery is about. It's really learning how to become the master of our reality instead of the slave to our personality and our wounds and our belief systems. But really, what is the depth of our heart? You know, it is that place that begins to allow us to live in a paradigm and an experience that's beyond the third dimensional reality.